This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas, stop the car! Stop the car!
What's the matter?
Something's the matter with the radio. It's going crazy with the heat.
You're crazy with your inventions. What's the name of this thing?
Don't chop the wood, Mother. Father's coming home with a load.
Remind me to chop his head off.
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Even better than a stroke and a poke. The Don and Mike Show.
So the weekend, friends.
Yes, friends.
I was quite the busy bee. I'm very proud of myself. I'm a non-productive member of society, generally speaking. But this weekend, I got my ass together. I cleaned. I moved. I organized. I took carloads of stuff to Goodwill.
Mm-hmm. You took your energy pills this weekend.
The problem is I failed one of the teachings of Buzz.
What's that?
Now, Buzz, I'm sorry if there are women listening now. God knows we try to drive them away.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are, Buzz explained to me a long time ago that, well, here's how he put it. It was part of his whole men are logical speech.
Right.
Yes.
About how...
I love that speech.
About how we, men, think about tasks and things differently than women.
Much. That's one of the reasons why we will always be more successful at a four-way intersection. I'm sorry. I hate to say it and call
somebody,
me sexist, but it's true.
Had to.
We immediately know the person to the right has the right of way.
Uh-huh.
It's an easy thing to figure out. Check, check, check all the time. Check, check, check. That's what he's doing. So Buzz says to me, here's the deal. If you got something you want to do, first off, you don't really want to do work around the house.
No.
But
nobody does.
But if you're forced into it, mm-hmm. and you know that there's a job you can do, and if you apply yourself
to the task at hand,
and really you just say, I'm going to get this MF-er done. Mm-hmm. Let's say you could get this huge job done that seems to be impossible. You could knock it out in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
What if?
He said to me a long time ago, the biggest mistake you can do is actually doing it in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hide the fact from your girlfriend, your wife, that it only took you 2 hours.
Simply put, you have to make believe that the task is far more intense and tedious than it really is.
Always make the accomplishment seem greater than it really was.
Right.
Correct. Now, I did do, by anybody's standards, but especially by my lazy-ass standards, just a ton of work, real stuff that I normally don't do.
Right.
Moving boxes, getting rid of old stuff, donating to the less fortunate.
I know that kills you. I'm so glad you did it.
Uh-huh. You know me, Mike. I'd rather just leave it on the side of the road for bums.
Well, and just let them pick over it, you know? Really, actually, technically, who could steal it first.
Right. Survival of the fittest.
That's what you'd like.
That's right. Thinning of the herd.
So Jan's out, and she's running errands all day on Saturday, and I'm doing my thing. Right. And every time she calls to check in, I've maintained to her, still working, still getting the job done. And it got to be about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. She called to check in. She was at a mall with her sister, which means an all day experience.
Outing, yeah.
She says, how you doing on the cleaning? And I said, well, I'm just getting started upstairs in the bedroom.
Keep expectations
now,
low.
Truth be told, the upstairs was finished.
Done. Right. You'd already thrown away all the costumes.
You learned well.
Yeah.
You learned well.
The costumes and the uniforms.
I mean, we, you know, we're like anybody else, and me especially being a widower. I mean, you're talking about not necessarily stuff from Frida, but just stuff that just accumulated stuff that you finally say at some point, I'm not going to wear this, and you know, I'm going to donate this.
And see all the TV shows nowadays that are about organization that say, just throw away. Uh-huh. Just really, really throw
Get
away.
Get rid of it.
And it's one of those things that Janet always says to me, when you have a moment on the weekend, you should really do this. And I always say, yes, and I never mean yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday she left, and I thought, oh, I remember what my friend Buzz said. I'm going to knock this out, and then I'm going to make it. So every time she called.
You're going to milk it.
Every time she called, I was under great duress.
Yes.
Really?
Good.
I'd be sitting there watching the football game, whatever right. game was on, and I think
in your underwear.
I'd pick up the underwear. I'd wait two or three rings. Uh-huh. I'd pick up, hello.
Would you answer the phone out of breath? Would you feign just to be slightly winded?
Only because I would be out of breath from leaning over to get a telephone.
But that's legit, and you can go with that.
Because I was laying sure. down, because I had worked.
You'd had to get up
right. all day, right? Right. So, she'd go, hi, how you doing? In the middle of the bedroom. It can't get into this. Can't discuss it.
What a pain.
Okay. Saturday evening. I don't know why this came over me. Huh. I thought, you know what? She still isn't back from the mall with her sister. They've now decided to turn this into some type of outing where they're going to go to dinner as well. Mm-hmm. There's another project that she's been not on my ass about, but one of those things where by my desk at home, I just have, again, boxes and files and papers right. and just things that have been accumulating through the job and through and all the paperwork with Frieda and everything. It had been literally in my office, just piled up.
Mm-hmm.
I went through like a buzzsaw. I went through that. I got the shredder out. I got all the stuff done. I got
Shredding's fun. Shredding is a male task.
Yeah, I got
men enjoy shredding.
I got all of this done, and I'm thinking to myself, it's 9:15 on Saturday night. The regular crowd
shuffled in.
Shuffles in.
It's an old man sitting next to me.
Something with his tonic. Well,
he's making love to it. Is what he's doing.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I think. Well, what I'm going to do is. I'm going to be Mr. Johnny on the spot. I'm going to take these three bags of garbage, and what I'm going to do is go to some place that has someplace close that has those big gigantic dumpsters.
Well, I'm sure that you know you could be like a movie star if you get out of your place.
What do you mean?
I'm just still doing the piano, man.
Oh.
Did you, when she called any time, did you say that you believed it was killing you? As the smile ran away from your face.
I said, I love her just the way she is. Oh. She is my uptown girl.
Did the neighbor of Virginia across the street, did you tell her to come out?
No, she only came out when she saw the flames. And I said, we didn't start the fire.
That's right.
Well, she's Catholic. You know, they're always so late.
Well, it's a matter of trust, Mike.
I understand.
That's a song title, too.
I know. Did she go north or south for the shopping trip? Did she go up to Allentown?
I don't know.
Because they have some factories that are closing down up there that are causing a nice sale.
It was like scenes from an Italian restaurant.
Billy Joel.
The Billy Joel collection.
Finally, I just said, hey, it's my life.
You became an angry young man.
Yeah, really, go ahead. Do your own thing. Leave me alone.
You got to be a big shot.
You got to be a big shot, didn't you?
So Saturday evening, I make the final run with the garbage. Uh-huh. To the place, and why is it that you feel like a prowler? Because you go to these places and they have the dumpsters, uh-huh. and they say not for public use.
Right.
You know, fine $2,000 one
year.
Is that
what you did? You went to like just a dumpster somewhere?
Maybe yeah, I went to the Safeway. You know,
if you're ever doing that on a Saturday and I'm home and you have like items that are larger than just trash, like if you have something like an old chair or something, please come to my house because we could play the game. We can play it. You don't need to put it into a dumpster. Oh. You can just put it on the street.
You just
literally.
Like,
I've done
oh,
it
yeah.
before.
Oh yeah, we.
You
do
can
that.
Put it on the street at my house, and then we play the game. How long before it's gone?
Mm-hmm.
Record is 3 minutes for one item.
If it's good, it'll go instantly.
And you know what? The record for 3 minutes was a ladder to a child's bunk bed.
I don't think anybody would have wanted those. Mike, those are just big hefty bags full of shredded stuff.
Yeah, no, that won't happen.
Probably not.
So anyway, I get home. It takes me like 15 minutes. Get back home. She's not there yet. Shock. I see there's a message. Pick it up. I pick up the phone. She's like, hello, where are you? Where could you possibly be on a Saturday night? Mm-hmm. I'm on my way back from the mall. Where are you? What's going on? So I called her back right away. And I say, hey, you should have tried me on my cell. Mm-hmm. I had my cell. I was just out bringing stuff.
Working.
And she said, okay. And she said, okay, in a way that, it made me get defensive. You know how women are sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what does that okay mean?
Yeah.
She said, nothing. It just seems you've been working an awful lot today. And at that point.
There's the suspicious line right there.
Right. You've been working an awful lot today. And I said, well, I have. And I think you'd be very happy when you get home mm-hmm. to see all the stuff that I did. And somehow, Buzz, I don't know what happened to your teachings, Grasshopper. But if I'm the Grasshopper, you're the Kung Fu guy. Somehow, in the middle of this conversation,
yeah,
I said to her, well, really, it was really the third job that I was doing because I'm just so goddamn efficient. I really got everything else done today by 2 o'clock.
Oh, see, there's where
and
you
it was right
on.
Away. I was like,
uh-oh. Warning. No. Then she technically catches you in the lie.
Never confess.
Yeah. So she said, what exactly did you get done? And I said, I got everything done that I told you.
Results.
All that stuff, all those boxes, all that clothes, mm-hmm. everything to Goodwill. Gone. Everything. Done.
And the entire kitchen has been retiled.
Done. And it's and she said, what about the office? I said, done. Done. Everything is done. Mm-hmm. She said, and you did all of this in what? I said, really? Probably less than
she
3 said,
hours. What about the office? She said, I'm watching it on TiVo.
Less than 3 hours. Mm-hmm. She was not mad. Good. She was not mad at me.
Good.
She simply said, when she arrived from her 15-hour trip to the mall, she said, why can't you always work at that level?
Okay. Yeah, you raised, in the end, you raised expectations too much.
And I thought of my friend Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Tragic mistake that you've made here.
And Buzz told me this, my goodness, Mike, seriously, 25 years ago,
mm-hmm.
he said to me, whatever the task is,
right,
always make them think that it's more.
Yes.
Always make them think that mm-hmm. you're doing more because in reality,
right,
whatever the job is, you can do it efficiently. You can do it under budget. You can do it under time.
And it helps to have like a series of fake casts and gauze bandages.
If you need them,
so that
yes.
you create the illusion that something has happened to you, that you've injured yourself on the
job. It's all about accomplishments that give the illusion of filling that time she was gone. And mm-hmm. so what you do, the minute she walks out the door, you do the first 3 to 5 things you can think of that you can bang out in 5 minutes.
And even if the job is to, say, take you 4 hours, you always double it.
Hold on, right. let him finish because right. he's really giving you his, mm-hmm. his okay. real from the mountaintop speech.
Yeah, you just do all these 3 to 5 things that you can think of. You know you can bang them out quickly. You get those done and off the plate. It's all about how many things I accomplished while you were gone, dear.
Right.
You see.
Exactly.
And so that's what you want to build it up, but you don't want to do it so much that she wonders why you don't do this all the time.
So if you hear her like pulling into the driveway and you've finished all your tasks, mm-hmm. but you get up off the couch and like you put on the work clothes again.
Turn on
and
the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just finishing up.
Uh-huh. That's it exactly.
I'm just wrapping up here, honey.
You're wiping the sweat from your brow as she right. walks in the door. That's mm-hmm. how you time it
That's
out.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And I realized I made the tactical mistake, like I said.
How did the suspicious minds thing work out for
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fine.
Was good. That okay?
Good. Yeah, that was fine. You know.
You don't want to get caught in that trap.
You're liable to get a burning love.
Oh, you're her teddy bear. I wouldn't worry about it.
I wish you would just love me tender.
Well, otherwise, you'll have some big blow-up, and somebody will end up in the jailhouse.
You would just wear my ring around your neck, Mike. Hey, not long, and Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey, viva Las Vegas.
That's right. You're going there for Thanksgiving. That's the wonder of you, Mike.
Yes, yes. Oh, now my secret's out. No, I'm really going. You know, I should make up that, for women in my family, I should say that I'm going to visit family somewhere. That's what I should do for all the people. When I say, as opposed to saying I'm going to Las Vegas, which everybody knows,
are we still
Las Vegas is pure sin.
Are we still playing the Elvis game?
No, because you let my secret out of the bag.
Well, no, you're the one that started it.
I know.
Because you're Moody Blue.
I know. I'm out of Elvis songs now.
Well, you started it.
I know. You're king of the Elvis.
Thank you.
It is a little different way of we're doing the name game.
It
king
is.
King of the Elvi. Mm-hmm.
Elvi.
Yeah, so Mike is going to Thanksgiving in Las Vegas. 4 glorious days this year.
Literally wow. leaving Thanksgiving night, taking the red eye back on Sunday night.
Nice.
So you're going to have an interesting Monday after Thanksgiving with me.
We look forward to that.
You can call me. Well, my DJ name will be Burned.
You might want to travel Wednesday night. Because that'll, it's usually a light travel night. And it'll give you a chance to win more money with an extra night there.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm gonna play. I might actually leave earlier on Sunday. It scares me, that red-eye flight.
Yeah.
I don't like that idea of being cutting it that close. I mean, the flight gets in at like 7 in the morning. Mm-hmm.
I would like to take a moment out before I forget it's got nothing to do with this. Sorry, Mike, but Baskin-Robbins, mm-hmm. good ice cream place.
Yeah.
Everybody likes Baskin-Robbins.
They have a lot of flavors there, I understand.
At least 31, Mike.
Yeah.
And then the clock.
Right.
The crazy clock always says 31 o'clock.
I remember I went to the first one in New York City, the very first Baskin-Robbins that opened up in New York City. I'll never forget it. It's a childhood memory. You know what my father ordered?
What?
Chocolate. And I ordered strawberry. And they had 31 flavors. It's a hot day. I swear to God, it's weird the stuff you remember. I remember my old man eating a chocolate ice cream cone that we got from the first Baskin-Robbins, and it was running down his elbow, mm-hmm. and he had a white shirt. Hot and it was day. Dangerously getting close to his rolled-up white shirt. I have no idea why that popped into my head. Why did you bring up Baskin-Robbins?
Because we were in Baskin-Robbins.
Ah, very good.
And I wanted to say that a lot of times when I go into these places, I have a problem with the people behind the counter. Yeah. There was a lady behind the counter who was just fantastic. We went in simply to get a little one-scoop thing, you know, one scoop of ice cream. Mm-hmm. That's all we wanted. The lady that was in front of us...
Where's the fun in that?
The lady that was in front of us wanted Jimmy's on her ice cream sundae.
Okay, chocolate shots, right?
Now, what's great about this is that the lady working behind the sneeze guard, like they have at Sizzler by
the
salad bar.
We couldn't have covered it. We couldn't have covered it by Don saying Jimmy's and I said chocolate shots. He has to yell from the back, Sprinkles.
Also known as.
He has to give his name for it in the back. Did you notice that?
Robbie Sprinkles.
Robbie Sprinkles.
Wasn't that his Las Vegas name for a while?
Robbie Sprinkles.
Bobby Sparkle.
So she was efficient then.
No, what I love was the woman in front of us who was taking up way too much time
right.
ordering how she should have this ice cream made exactly for her said, more Jimmy's. And the lady said, I have given you as much as I can. At that point, the lady ordering the ice cream, because the condiments are right up there on the shelf, mm-hmm. she reaches in with her hand.
Oh. Into the Jimmy's?
Into the Jimmy's.
Ooh.
And at this point, wonderful. How wonderful this is. The lady at Baskin-Robbins says, no more Jimmy's. No more Jimmy's.
They've been contaminated.
And she said, now the lady that was getting the ice cream said, what's wrong? I just reached in to get a few more. And the lady from Baskin-Robbins said real loud with everybody looking at her,
good.
Ma'am, the problem is this. We don't know where your hands have been.
That's right.
Of course
good
they know.
For her.
Yeah, bravo.
It's nice. About time.
Bravo. Nice. Boy, that lady really must have had a chocolate Jimmy Jones.
She was one of those broads, an uptight soccer mom, and she wasn't being a bitch.
Was she getting it for herself or somebody else?
I mean, looking at her, if it was for her, she was going to go eat it and throw it up.
Right.
So probably for a kid.
For a kid who really
like a soccer thing.
Thrown a fit.
Anyway, she wasn't being overtly bitchly. Mm-hmm. It's just she wanted more Jimmy's, and then when she saw she couldn't get them, and the lady started to move to us.
It wasn't like the scene in Sideways with the wine, was it?
Oh, no.
No.
No, but she leaned over the counter just a little bit and just took some out, and oh. God bless the Baskin-Robbins lady who took them away and said real loud to everybody else in line, no more Jimmy's. We're out of Jimmy's. And then the lady was truly offended, like I said.
Right.
What? I just wanted a couple. It's so loud. You know, we don't know where your hands have been.
Uh-huh. You know what a delightful new trend in
thank you, Baskin-Robbins.
Wow. In restaurants that I see, at least I'm seeing them sprouting up all over the place, is that the Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors is opening up right next to the Dunkin' Donuts everywhere.
Yeah, same company.
You can get your ice cream and donuts right next to each other. Isn't that fantastic? Get a nice big triple scoop cone and then a dozen glazed at the same time.
You know what else is pairing up?
What's that?
Carvel and Cinnabon.
What could go wrong?
Really?
Yeah,
really? Where's Carvel been? I haven't seen Carvel for a million years.
You wait.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You're participating in Carvel Ice Cream Store? Yeah.
Beyond your turnpikes, is Cinnabon even a player, Robbie?
Mall.
The mall.
Big and mall.
You got your
huge.
Cinnabons in malls.
But isn't Cinnabon's number one calling, though, like on turnpikes and stuff?
No, number one would be the mall, your shopping malls. And that's where you see it.
Airports would be number two, I would
right.
think,
now. Your Cinnabons are big in the mall.
Right.
Your Cinnabons and your Auntie Annie's.
Mm-hmm.
Your Auntie Annie's pretzels.
Auntie Annie's highly overrated on that list.
Agreed.
I think. If they've got as many stores as you're saying.
Auntie Annie's may be highly overrated, but I mean, as far as pretzels go,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I like me occasionally to have the little cinnamon pretzel. I kind of like them, and I've had them at other places, and they just don't quite measure up.
Hmm.
I like me that. But the Cinnabon, I'm amazed. I mean, the Cinnabon is like all over. Every shopping mall you see, you see a Cinnabon store. But I had no idea that you know, they weren't getting enough fat out to the American public that they had to move into a partnership with the Carvel ice cream family.
I guess I don't get to enough malls. I've seen Cinnabons at some malls, but I know
I
that,
always hang out in the malls with my friends.
But I know that when you're on the New Jersey Turnpike. When you're on 95, Mike, going to Atlantic City,
right?
You get that what that west rest stop spot,
yeah,
where your choices are either Sbarro's,
right,
Arthur Treacher's,
yes,
or Cinnabon.
I know, very frustrating.
And Cinnabon kills in that situation because
they're the captive audience, especially prior to 10 o'clock in the morning when you want a big, gooey, sticky muffin, you know, to put your hands on the steering wheel after you eat it.
Hi there, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hi.
I just want to chime in on one little thing. Why didn't the ice cream parlor charge that woman the $24 for the jimmies they had to throw out?
That would be a real bitchly move on the part of the lady behind the counter.
I wondered about that. You break it, you buy it. Same thing.
It wasn't a huge jar. It was just a little like coffee table size.
Well, and also technically, I mean,
it wasn't even a jar. It was one of those plastic big cups that they have.
Yeah, and they could have gotten away with it. I mean, because they are brown.
Hello, Don, my show.
If there's any real problem with
hello.
What's up, guys? Out here we have Baskin Robbins paired up with Togo's, which is a sandwich shop. Do you guys have Togo's on the East Coast?
Togo's.
Is that Togo's or Togo's?
Well, it's spelled Togo's, but it's Togo's. And you walk in and you get chocolate, strawberry mixed with peppers and salami. It's just a disgusting
bad food combination. Gross.
Strawberry and salami. Wonderful.
What's awful about that?
Yeah, salami and ice cream. Mm.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Along with that salami and ice cream, you're also welcome to a nice laser-guided bomb, since Carlyle Group owns both those companies. They also make bombs for our lovely military.
You mean the company that owns Baskin-Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts also owns, ordnance manufacturing?
That is correct. George Bush Sr. is on the board of directors for Carlyle Group.
Shouldn't you be on the phone to Stephen Colbert and then have that somehow trickle his way down the food chain to Buzz?
Yeah, how else is he going to win South Carolina?
Give me a break.
Hello. Have Stephen call me.
Don and Mike. Hi. Hello.
How's it going, fellas?
Hey, my friend.
Good. I got a question.
Hey, we didn't ask how you were doing. You said good. We didn't ask how you're doing. I'll tell you our names, though. I'm Shoot.
And I'm Liver.
And I'm Weed.
I'm Ken Hitler.
How you doing?
How you doing anyway? And, of course, Joe the Monkey Boy.
That's right. What crazy thing will he do next?
Monk. Uh-huh. Joe Monk. Hey, what's up?
I got a question for Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm a fellow Yankee from Connecticut.
Yes.
And I'm now living in Maryland.
Yeah.
And is it your, I guess, remembrance of Dunkin' Donuts back home up north? It's the place for very weird old people who have really bad smoking habits.
Donuts are just huge in New England. I mean, I guess donuts are big everywhere, but I just remember donuts being it in New England when we were. But we had the best because it was called Bess Eaton, and it was Bessean. It was Bess Eaton Donuts, and man, they you know, Dunkin' Donuts came in like the hammer and just put them out of business. But Bess Eaton Donuts were the best donuts. And then, of course, up in New England, I don't know if they have them around here, are the Honeydew chain. Have you seen the Honeydew chain of donut shops?
Never have.
You get those north of the border too. I mean, it's you know, Bess Eaton. It was you know, when we were in high school, I should point out, when the drinking age was legally 18 in my state, that was the hangout. And we had the guy that owned the local clothing store. I think it was Nick DeGemis, who owned DeGemis Clothes. And he sold all the clothes, all the tuxedos, everything in my town, one guy. And he would always come in.
Degenerate.
And he was a big, big fat guy. Mm-hmm. And he would come in, and in the wee hours at Bess Eaton Donuts, he would always sit down, and he would eat his donuts with an entire half gallon of Tropicana orange juice.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and he'd drink it at the counter.
Looking out for his health.
It was fantastic. I don't know why I'm getting all these childhood memories. I guess I'm
feeling a little nostalgic today. I don't know why that is.
Are you feeling wispy, Michael?
I'm just a little wispy boy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how about KFC and A&W?
Are they partnered up too?
Yeah. You can get a bucket of chicken and a root beer.
Yum. Maybe we should think of our own combinations. They're all corporate combinations.
You see KFC with Taco Bell a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
that's
and
the usual one because they're both owned by Yum Foods.
Right. You know, I've discovered a new fast food chain, though, that you guys probably haven't even heard of.
What's that?
In fact, it's a guarantee where you live you haven't heard of it.
What is it?
I've been there twice now, and it's becoming a regular. I ate there Friday night. Guapos.
Guapos.
Have you been by a Guapos?
Spell it.
Oh, I thought you said Wapos.
No.
Was it an Italian
Guapos. G-U-A-P-O-S.
Guapos.
Mm. Guapos. I go to Guapos now. I seriously go to Guapos for the chicken.
What do they serve?
Chicken.
Yeah, they serve chicken. They serve some...
it tastes like chicken.
It's they serve chicken, and they had a thing called fried yucca, which is what the French fries are fried yucca.
It's like it's a starchy vegetable.
It's a starchy vegetable. That's exactly what it is.
Yucca, indeed.
Couldn't recommend it highly enough. Guapos.
Do they shout your name when you go in?
Mr. O'Meara!
Hello, Don and Mike.
Welcome again to Guapo!
I love this jockey!
Hello.
He's here.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Mike, when you come out, you're going to have to try out to Vegas. You're going to have to try out the Dunkin' Donuts just opened up out here.
Oh, that's the first place I go. Whenever I get off the plane in Vegas, really, why go to some of the fantastic free buffets
that's
when you can get yourself to a Dunkin' Donuts in Las Vegas?
Okay, here's some commercials, and when we come back, I believe we're going to try to find the man who's only known as Squirrel.
Let's find Squirrel.
Program Director Squirrel, everybody.
Hope he's not blind.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.